The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Satan the devil is very real. And make no mistake about it, he wants you. He wants your life. He wants your family. He wants your mind. For many of you watching me right now, he already has many of those things. But we aren't at the devil's mercy. And that's a good thing, since he has none. God has not abandoned us. Jesus Christ has not abandoned us. Our Creator and our loving God has equipped us to conquer the devil. If you'd like to know how you can defeat the devil, this Tomorrow's World episode is for you. Stay tuned. Hello, welcome to Tomorrow's World. My name is Wallace Smith, and it's wonderful to have you here. And the topic we're going to cover today is of vital importance. In addition to the material we'll be covering together today, we'll also be making available a free booklet which will describe for you in detail perhaps the most shocking source of Satan's deception today. It's called Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Keep an eye on your screen throughout the program so you can obtain this free information for yourself. And make no mistake, Satan is very real. Jesus Christ calls him a murderer and the father of lies. And he will do everything in his power to influence you and your family, to keep you from truly knowing God and from understanding and seeking God's purpose for your life. Do you recognize his influence in the world around us or in your life personally? And against such a powerful foe, is there anything at all you can do? Yes, there is. You can defeat Satan the devil. And today, we're going to show you how. But first, you must know your enemy and the extent of his influence. The Apostle Paul describes our plight in Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Jesus Christ himself declares in the inspired words of Scripture three times that Satan the devil is, quote, the ruler of this world. His description is recorded in John 12, 31, John 14, verse 30, and John 16, 11. Now, the tale of how the devil came to be in such a position of power in this world is beyond the scope of today's program. If you are interested, consider going to our website at tomorrowsworld.org, where you can go to our search box and type, "Who is the devil?" You'll find a number of helpful articles and resources to aid in understanding. For our purposes today, we only need to recognize that no lesser authority than Jesus Christ himself recognized that Satan the devil is currently in charge of this world. And as the ruler of this world, his influence on every facet of society is vast. We certainly see it in our entertainment industry. Not only are occult themes, images, and concepts present in many of our movies, music, and video games, which foolishly treat the spirit realm as nothing more than harmless fantasy. But putting those elements aside, glorification of outright rebellion against the laws and commandments of God seem to make up the essential core of so much of what we choose for entertainment today. Yet Jesus Christ did not call him merely the ruler of the television set or the movie screen or the ruler of the internet, but the ruler of this world. The demonic influence of this twisted entity makes its mark in the scholarly halls of our educational institutions and systems, which increasingly teach our children and young adults subtle perversions rooted in reasonable sounding, yet ultimately godless philosophies that are undermining the foundation of civilization itself. It's present in our workplaces and economic systems, which are far too often founded on what the Apostle John condemned in 1 John 2 and verse 16 as the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And though it is shocking to many, the influence of the devil is even powerfully present in almost all of the churches of the world that call themselves Christian. Many of these churches unknowingly support what the Apostle Paul calls doctrines of demons and artful, deceptive twists of the truth and way of God. Revelation 12:9 tells us that the devil has deceived the whole world, and Ephesians 2:2 describes Satan as the prince of the power of the air. His influence is thorough, and it permeates virtually every fabric of our society. How can such a powerful being be defeated? How can you ever hope to protect yourself against such a malevolent entity who longs to enslave your mind and whose influence is woven into the very fabric of our society at every level? In this life, we truly are wrestling with powers of darkness. How do we deal with such a threat? Is there really anything we can do? Yes, my friends, there is. It is not only possible to defeat the devil, but our victory can be guaranteed if we will use God's own tools in our fight. We will begin describing those tools in detail in our next segment. But first, I need to give you a brief opportunity to request our free offer today, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Many individuals all over the world have been shocked to discover that the very teachings and deceptions of the devil are present in their own churches and in the sermons of their own well-meaning pastors, ministers, and priests. At the same time, discovering those deceptions has proven to be one of the most positive and life-changing experiences they ever could have expected, and their walk with God has been made deeper and more intimate than they had ever experienced before. You need this free information. Just call right now or visit our website to get your copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Welcome back. We asked at the end of the last segment if there is anything we can do to defeat the devil. And yes, there is. The Apostle Paul tells us specifically what to do in Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God has not left us defenseless. Quite the contrary. If we are willing to follow His lead and act on His instructions, Almighty God will equip us in our fight against the devil. Paul reiterates in verse 13, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." This armor is crucial in your battle against Satan and the hosts of evil in the spirit realm. And in the various parts of that armor lie the keys to your victory. If you wish to be able to withstand the onslaught of the devil in the evil day and stand victorious as it passes, then you must follow Paul's inspired advice. Take up the whole armor of God and commit yourself to its use. Will you take up God's armor and stand your ground? Paul describes that armor in detail in verses 14 through 17 of Ephesians 6. For the rest of our program, let's look closely at each part of this armor and examine how it empowers us to defeat our enemy. Paul begins his description of the armor of God in verse 14. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Paul here refers to the middle part of an ancient soldier's armor, corresponding to a belt or girdle, sometimes called the corselet, protecting the trunk. This portion is what kept the other parts in their place, attaching to the breastplate, for instance, and providing a place for the sword to be hung. In armoring up against the devil, Paul first points to truth. If you wish to combat the devil, you will need to be dedicated to the truth. You'll need to passionately devote yourself to the truth of God and also to truth over falsehood in general. Jeremiah 17:9 warns us that our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We often lie to ourselves, rationalizing the things we want over those things that deep down we know are true. Do you want to know the truth? Is the truth vitally important to you? When you hear the truth explained to you from your Bible, are you willing to change your life in response to that truth? Or do you make excuses, hoping it will fade from memory? Anyone wishing to defeat the devil must have a passionate concern about truth. After describing the belt of truth, Paul then tells us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate protected the chest and heart of the soldier. And God says our breastplate is to be righteousness. If you want to protect your heart and the source of your life from Satan the devil, then you will seek righteousness. Jesus commands this of all who long to be true Christians in Matthew 6 and verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. If we wish to stand and prevail against the devil in this world, we must seek God's righteousness. Examine yourself. Do you seek to live a life of righteousness? How would you know? God's Word tells us in Psalm 119 and verse 172 that all your commandments are righteousness. Are you seeking to live in concert with the commandments of God? Do you engage in sex outside of marriage? Do you occasionally justify lying or cheating? Perhaps if it's a small matter in your mind. In whatever way you break the commandments of God, you are sinning and you are vulnerable to the devil. You are missing a major part of your armor. Moving on from the breastplate, the next piece Paul describes involves our feet. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Even today, we sometimes refer to troops sent to fight as boots on the ground. To be a nimble and agile fighting force, soldiers had to be prepared to move and march at a moment's notice, always at the ready. And Paul describes this part of the armor of God as being a readiness to take the gospel to the world, the message of the coming peace of the kingdom of God, which Jesus Christ is taking to all nations in many ways, including through the program you're now watching. As those of you who are longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World know, we never ask for donations on our program, and all the literature we offer is absolutely free. When you call for today's literature, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity, no one will bother you for a donation nor suggest one. That is made possible by many of you who have become donors and co-workers with us, and by the love and financial support of the members of the Living Church of God, which meets every Sabbath in congregations all over the world. God notices those who support His work. He notices when you share your copy of Tomorrow's World magazine with someone else or tell them about our television program. Jesus Christ cares passionately about taking this message all over the world. And when you care about that as well, you are beginning to fulfill the charge of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Supporting Jesus Christ's work of preaching the gospel to the world is part of sharing in His mind. And a mind focused on the things of Christ leaves no room for the devil to take hold of it. If you want to defeat the devil, then we have three more pieces of armor left to describe. But before we do, let me pause very briefly and give you another opportunity to request our free offer today, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. It will shock many, but one of the greatest battlefronts against the devil is within Christianity itself. This booklet will help you see through the lens of Scripture to reveal the presence of Satan within the walls of the churches of this world and in the messages from their pulpits. You will want this booklet. We have copies already printed and ready. They're free and cost nothing, though missing out on getting your copy may cost you more than you imagine. Just call, write, or click to get your free copy.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
We're discussing how to put on the armor of God that will empower you to defeat Satan, the devil, and the powers of wickedness. We've described the first three pieces of that armor, and now we're going to continue with the next three. Paul continues in Ephesians 6 and verse 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Our faith, that is our deep and abiding belief in God and our trust that He means what He says, acts as a shield against the fiery darts of the wicked one. And Satan, the wicked one, can and does attack us. Perhaps you have encountered health trials in your life. Perhaps you're in one right now. Financial crises, relationship troubles, and personal tragedies. The world around us and even our own lives sometimes seem filled with calamities. These threaten to discourage us and distract us from seeking the God of heaven, our Creator who loves us, and His Son through whom that love was so perfectly represented. We must cling to our faith in God in those times. We're told in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." We must cultivate that living faith in God that knows He is there and which looks to Him for a coming reward that transcends all the trouble the devil can create in this world. To defeat the devil, we must seek God with a living faith, like that described by James in James chapter 2, a faith which will manifest itself in obedience to God's Word. Not a dead faith, which isn't strong enough to move from our heart to our hands, from our mind to our actions and choices. Next, Paul moves to a part of the armor of God that is sorely needed by many today, telling us in Ephesians 6 and verse 17, "And take the helmet of salvation." Paul refers to this element of the armor of God elsewhere as well, calling the hope of salvation a helmet to us. Just as a helmet plays the crucial role of protecting a soldier's head, so does the hope of God's salvation protect our minds from the onslaught of the devil and his twisted view of the world. The website suicide.org provides international statistics concerning the heartbreak of suicide and recently reported that on average, one person in the world commits suicide every 40 seconds. It also reports that in the past 45 years, global suicide rates have risen 60%. Hopelessness is often a key factor leading a person in that direction. Yet God offers us the revelation of our remarkable purpose in life, to be glorified in the family of God forever as a hope meant to protect our minds against the invasion of the devil. Actually, the corruption of the meaning of salvation is one of the twists that Satan has planted in what has been historically called Christianity, and is one of the elements of his deception that we expose in today's free offer, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. And it is a shame that that deception is there, because the hope of salvation is far, far greater than anyone ever seems to preach in the churches of this world. Yet it is one of the most powerful defenses available against the devil's attacks. If you don't know your purpose, you need to know. Consider going to our website at tomorrowsworld.org and simply searching on the phrase, "What is my purpose?" You'll be glad you did. And that leads us to the last part of the armor of God, and the only offensive weapon in Paul's list. He continues in Ephesians 6 and verse 17, "And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And yet, how many people who call themselves Christian are woefully ignorant of the Word of God today? If you desire to defeat the devil, you must commit yourself to becoming a master swordsman. The devil himself has learned to use the Bible as well, but he twists and perverts the meaning of the scriptures he uses, just as he did in his attack on Jesus in the wilderness. Jesus Christ set the example. We must seek to become intimately familiar with our Bibles, the Word of God. Do you make being familiar with the words of your Bible a daily priority in your life? If you don't, then you risk running into the devil unarmed. When Satan tempts you, do you know what choice God's Word would guide you to make? When Satan seeks to confuse you, are the truths of God's Word there in your mind, sharpened and ready to cut through his lies? And when Satan seeks to discourage you, are you fortified with the encouraging promises that God makes in his Word? Don't be caught in a sword fight empty-handed. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, is your only weapon in your fight to defeat the devil. And yet it is a weapon of incomparable power. While putting on the armor of God is truly the key to defeating the devil and his plans for your life, there is one crucial element you must possess, without which the armor of God will do you no good. We'll discuss that crucial element in the conclusion of our program. But first, let me take one final moment to allow you to request today's free offer, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Here are just a few of the section titles from this revealing study guide. Sincerity is not enough. Satan has a kingdom. Counterfeit religion spreads. Babylon revived. I guarantee you, this very Sunday, in the vast majority of the churches of the world, the subtle deceptions of Satan will be taught. This booklet will use your own Bible to expose the devil's lies and show you the truth. Request your own free copy now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531, or write to us at the address on your screen, or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Welcome back. Our time here is coming to a close, but there is an important, vital ingredient you need in your fight against the devil that we still have to cover. We've discussed the armor of God, described by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the footwear of preparedness for the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And one wearing the whole armor of God is fully equipped to defeat the devil's intentions in his or her life and to gain the ultimate victory. But even the most well-equipped soldier will find no victory if he does not have courage. Courage is the essential ingredient we need to put the armor of God to use. And defeating the devil does take courage, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Choosing a life of righteousness in obedience to the commandments of God will bring you into conflict with the devil all the more. Sometimes when we learn the truth, it is far more tempting than we would ever have realized to allow ourselves to slip back into the convenient, subtle, and comfortable lies that are more familiar to us. Jesus Christ didn't mince words when he described the way of life to which God calls us. He admonishes us in Matthew 7 and verse 14 that it is not for the faint of heart, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Seeking God in a world ruled by the devil isn't for the cowardly. And God says in Revelation 21 and verse 8 that the cowardly will not be in the kingdom of God. Yet for those who are courageous and who will take up the whole armor of God for the fight ahead, you will find that the Creator of all things will be by your side. And you'll find that you can defeat the devil, but the choice to fight is yours. And I hope you will fight. I also hope you won't forget to request today's free item, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. And I hope you'll come back next week. Richard Ames, Gerald Weston, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of his coming kingdom, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. Take care.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.